This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Bay Federal Credit Union's very own Angela Harden. She is one of the five finalists of the Q's Emerge competition, and she is here to tell us why she entered the competition, what she hopes to gain from it, and her business case as well. So I hope you guys check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have yet another Q's Emerge finalist. That's what this one would be. Angela Harden, a facilities assistant manager at Bay Credit Union up in Capitola, California, or more prominently, Santa Cruz, California. So welcome to the show, Angela. Happy to have you here.
Thanks so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Good, good. Well, we're happy you're here as well. And congratulations on being one of the five finalists in the Q's Emerge competition, because this is no small feat. What you guys have to go through is pretty phenomenal. And to get to this point is pretty darn phenomenal as well. So give us a quick summary before we get into the whole competition part of it. Give us a quick summary of what you do at Bay Federal, at Bay Credit Union.
It is Bay Federal
Credit. Oh, it's Bay Federal Credit. My bad.
Yeah. Yep. No worries. Yeah. As a facilities assistant manager, I kind of wear a whole bunch of different hats. but mainly I take care of a team of four. There's four of us running the show.
Right on.
We make sure all of our buildings and grounds are in great condition. I play the property manager for the properties that we own. We actually have some tenants in one of our spaces.
Oh, wow.
And you know, I do the regular facility stuff, like make sure the HVACs are running and you know, that your office supplies are flowing. And then I also take care of like the safety and security hat. So yeah, kind of a whole bunch of different stuff.
Right on. Well, that's what a lot of people at credit unions do. They wear many, many hats, and you are no different in that area. So let's dive into the Emerge competition here. So why, I'm gonna, right off the bat here, why did you enter the Emerge competition?
Well, to be honest, I needed 2022 to be a year of big changes for me. I was going through some rough personal stuff.
Okay.
And at the beginning of the year, I decided, look, I'm going to look for new opportunities to grow personally, professionally, emotionally, and I'm going to take advantage of any opportunity I come across. And this one happened to pop up. My manager said, hey, this might be a good fit for you. And I just dove right in. I'm like, this looks right up my alley. This looks like something that I could really, you know, sink my teeth into.
Right on. So what do you hope to gain from? Because we all kind of have, you know, goals in our lives, professionally, personally, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you hope to gain from this competition? What do you hope to gain career-wise or even personal-wise from the competition?
Well, first, it's just to be more confident and step outside of my comfort zone, right? This is, from a facilities background, this isn't something that I would normally pursue. but I really wanted to explore more about credit unions and learn more about, you know, the work that we do in general. I really wanted to like gain more knowledge and kind of grow from this experience.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, I mean, I love people that really kind of take charge and really want to make positive changes in their lives and really take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and absolutely, really go for it. Sounds like this is what you've done here.
Yeah.
And now I want to get into the business case. I love you. Everyone's business cases are so fascinating, and they're so different in their own ways. So yours is cultivating a stronger culture through collaborative workspaces. I love this. So tell me a little bit more about this. Let's dive into the weeds here a little.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So obviously from a facility standpoint, my brain is kind of always on our work areas. And one thing that was really brought to my attention during the pandemic was our real low utilization of our spaces. And I'm sure this is, you know, this is across the board.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot more people working from home. And obviously I'm speaking more from a back end. Obviously the people in our branches still need to be there, but our office spaces that were once bustling hives of energy and activity have really become these sort of quiet spaces with just a few heads.
Yeah.
And I was really missing that connection to my peers.
Mm-hmm.
And it really got me thinking, like, what can we do to kind of make the workspace like a fun and collaborative place where we can all come together and kind of bring back some of that joy that was that we experienced
and that energy too.
And that's kind of where this came from. And I started doing some research, and I looked, and there's some really creative ways to kind of change our workspaces instead of just being like those boring cubicles that everyone sits around in. They go in their little box and they close their little cubby door and they got their head down and they're just on their little Zoom meetings.
Oh yeah, been there, right? Done that.
Mm-hmm. We can open up these spaces and make sort of meeting spots, right? So, you know, you can still, if you need to be in your own small environment, you can still do that.
Right.
But there's spaces where you can go and have these sort of just, you know, casual interactions with your fellow employees. And I really feel like that's kind of where a lot of our great ideas come from, is when you're just like in the break room with somebody and who's working in a completely different department. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm working on this stupid problem and we can't figure this out. And then, you know, Sally and on the other side of the building is like, oh my gosh, you know, I had this thing with my kids the other day and we just decided to make like this chart or whatever. And so people interacting who wouldn't normally interact can really bring about some great ideas and fresh ideas. And I just thought that as a whole, one, this could be a way to better utilize our space. And then two, it really brings those people together, and those human interactions are kind of what makes us special.
Yeah.
And I think that this is a way to kind of celebrate that and embrace that.
Well, and I think just based on like kind of opening things back up again and attending conferences again and things like that, I think people they want that human, they want that connection, that face-to-face connection. You know, some people are still, you know, it's sometimes we're still kind of hamstrung in that area, but anytime you can do something like what you're suggesting, just, oh my gosh, it's such a positive thing. And that, like you were talking, those spur of the moment water cooler type talks that create these like aha moments and like, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that? And then all of a sudden it spreads like wildfire and some great ideas stem from that stuff. I love this type of stuff here. So having said that, so how do you see this positively affecting creatives? I think we both know the answer here, but I want to get your take on the positivity here.
Right. A lot of it has to do with just our, you know, our mental well-being.
Yeah.
There's a business side to it. Of course, you know, more productive people are going to make, you know, to generate bigger numbers and stuff, but mostly it's like, it's just bringing that human face-to-face interaction back that we've all missed, and the boost that gives to the morale and, you know, our mental well-being in general. I think that's something that we can all benefit from.
Agreed.
Not just Bay Federal Credit Union, but all credit unions.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think this could be, obviously it's being talked about at a lot of organizations, probably any industry worldwide, basically, but for credit unions in particular, I think it's been talked about a lot. So it sounds like you have though a specific plan here. So love that. So my last question here for you is, win or lose, how will you use this experience to advance your career, to better yourself, all that good stuff, like you were alluding to at the very beginning?
Right. Yeah. Honestly, being in the final five, it's kind of a little bit of a confidence boost.
Yeah,
for
I don't
sure.
think anybody's a loser. Nobody's losing at this point. So yeah, I think you guys pretty much accomplished it.
That was pretty great. But it really has boosted my confidence,
I bet,
and has encouraged me to really reach out for those opportunities instead of just kind of, you know, staying on my core, staying in my lane. I'm going to keep my eyes open for, you know, potential opportunities in the future. Room to grow. I'm always looking for new ways to learn and kind of expand my horizons. And I really think that this has kind of given me that boost in that direction.
Good for you. And I think you nailed it on the head when you said getting outside your comfort zone, that's where you really grow. So yeah, so definitely. Anything else here to add to wrap up, Angela? This has been a fabulous talk. So anything?
Really appreciate the talk. It has been really, it's been a really fun experience altogether. I really appreciate the opportunity from Hughes, and it's great.
It's a pretty cool competition because the networking and all the bonuses that come along with it are just phenomenal. So yeah, you guys are experiencing it firsthand, and yeah, it's going to definitely have a boost in your career. So good on you, and we're going to be rooting for you guys on October 5th. I think is the big day for you guys.
That's
so
the one.
Very excited. All right, Angela, well, I'll let you get back at it. Thank you again today for your time. Congrats again on making it
Thank
this
you.
Far. And again, we'll be rooting for you guys on October 5th. So well done.
It. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.